everyone. Welcome. Allow me to share a thought, something that I'm working on and learning now during this time that we're all going through, which I'll call lessons from a cleaning lady. So I have a cleaning lady. Her name is Merle, and she sometimes comes on Thursdays. I say sometimes because that is the day that she's scheduled to come clean my house, but she comes when she wants to come. So on Wednesdays, we don't say Merle's coming tomorrow. We say Merle might come tomorrow. That's just what we're used to. And I've also come to start the habit of on Wednesdays, I'll just announce out loud a little tefillah to Hashem. And I'll say, Hashem, can you please make sure that my house is clean and fresh for Shabbos? By the time Shabbos comes, just make sure my house is clean. Now, Rabbona Shalom, if you want to ask my suggestion of how that should happen, I would say it should be with Merle coming tomorrow on Thursday and cleaning the house. That's just my idea. But clearly, you know what's best. So if you feel that Merle shouldn't come, then give me the strength and the time and the helpers to get the house clean for Shabbos. This has been a big lesson for me. And I was able, with the help of my friend Shira, to apply it in a very lemaisa way this past week when we celebrated my son's bar mitzvah on the first Shabbos after all the minyanim were closed. So when I realized that I could apply this lesson, it was a big breakthrough for me, because as the week before the bar mitzvah was approaching, I kept wondering, what are we going to be able to do with the bar mitzvah? And my tefillos changed every day. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me be able to host some family members for Shabbos. Please let me be able to make a kiddush, even if it's a small kiddush. You know, and as the days went on, each part of the bar mitzvah was lessened and lessened. It was clear that we weren't going to be able to do any celebrating. And really the most important one to me was that he be able to lane, because he had prepared Vayakha Pekudei and Parshas HaChodesh and the Haftorah, the longest possible laning of the year. And he had put so much time and effort and love into it. He was so excited to lane. And as I was davening, please just let us have a minion so he could lean, I stopped myself and I thought of my lessons from the cleaning lady. And I thought, you know what? Hashem can do anything. Why do I want him to have the celebration? Why do I want the family here? Why do I even want him to lean? Everything about the bar mitzvah is so that he should come away feeling excited to be a gadol, to be a bar mitzvah, to take on the ol of mitzvahs, to have a cheshek and excitement. And my friend Shira pointed out to me, you know what? Hashem can make that happen without anything. Every piece of this bar mitzvah could be stripped away, and yet that could still be accomplished. And that totally changed the way I daven. I said, Hashem, however this is going to happen, whatever is going to happen, please let him be excited to be bar mitzvah and have tremendous cheshek in taking on mitzvahs. And Taka, that's what happened. It was very, very painful when he discovered that the minyan was closed on Tuesdays, that there was going to be no minyanim after that, and that he wouldn't be able to lean on Shabbos. And we had a beautiful Shabbos, a Shabbos of growth and of simcha, and where he felt truly special and excited to be a bar mitzvah. That was a tremendous lesson to me about the tefillos that we can approach tefillos during this time. Pesach is coming. A lot of members of my family are sick. We're all in quarantine. I'm feeling very under the weather. We don't have any confirmed cases in our house, but very likely we all have the virus. So I have a lot of plans about how I think Pesach should come and how I should make Pesach and what kind of help I need and what kind of groceries I need in the house. And really, I could just strip it down to its basic core of what it is that I want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Hashem, please. Let us bring in Pesach and fulfill the mitzvahs hayom and do your ratzon. Of course, I have a lot of ideas how I think that should look and how I'd like to approach Yontif and be able to prepare for Yontif, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the best. And even if it means I'm meant to be sick and not be able to clean for Pesach the way I think I should, Hashem can make it happen the way that he sees fit. And this lesson from my cleaning lady, Merle, has really shifted the way that I think about davening and just trying to really break everything down to its basic part. What do I really want? What am I really asking for? Hashem will take care of the rest, the means and the how. I don't have to be so creative and think of how everything should happen. I just can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow me to do your ratzon. Hashem should answer all of our tefillos letova. Everyone should have gezunt, and anyone who's not feeling well should have refuah shleima. We should
all celebrate together the Geula very, very soon. Kol Tov.